Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Peo, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnayos are being learned with Chos Reb Shlomo Zalman of Zagos and Marasiyat of Chol Yotze Chalotem. These should be gemenched with Asach Hatzlach and Siyat HaDishmayo, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. Now we just learned in the previous Mishnah that if a person planted two different strains of the same species in his field, for example, two strains of wheat or barley in his field, so then it depends. If he harvested all at once, he would leave one Peo. If he harvested at two separate points in time, so then he would leave off two Peos. And now we have a story about this. Mishnah Vav tells us, Maisa Shazar Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. There's a story that Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, but he planted two strains of wheat in his field. Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel, he brought this question to Rabbi Gamliel, do I have to leave off two peos or only one peo? Va'olu lishkas hagazus v'shalu, and then they both went to the lishkas hagazus and they asked this question. Lishkas hagazus is where the Sanhedrin used to sit in the compound of the Beis HaMikdash, and so they asked this question to the Sanhedrin. Amar Nachum Alavler. Nachum Alavler told him, a Lavler is a scribe, is a cipher, and he was the scribe, he was the cipher, he would write down all the proceedings that happened in the Beis Din. And Nachum Alavler told him, Mekobla ani me Rabbi Miyasha, I have a Kabbalah, I have a tradition from Rabbi Miyasha. Shekibel me Abba, he got it from his father. Shekibel me Azugais, his father got it from the Zugais, the pears. If you look at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, the first parak of Pirkei Avos, we have the Zugais. We know that Moshe kibel Torah miSinai umasaru liYeshua, viYeshua zakenu zakenu leNevim, leNevim masaru laAnshei Knesset Hagdolah. And right after the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah came the Zugais. These were pairs of Talmidei Chachamim. One of them was a Nasi, the other one was the Av Beis Din. So Rabbi Miyasha's father got it from the Zugais. Shekibelu min haNevim, that they got this tradition from the Nevim. That halacha l'Moshe miSinai. There's a halacha all the way from Moshe from Har Sinai. If a person planted his field with two strains of wheat, if he harvested all at once, nice and peah achas, so then he would leave only one peah. But shtei gronos, if he harvested in two separate harvestings, two separate times, nice and shtei peahs, he would leave off two peahs. And now moving on to Mishnah Zayin with another halach about peah. So this shekatsuru gayim. Let's say gayim, non-Jews, harvested the field. For example, we have our yid. We'll call him Ruvain. He owns a field of wheat, and he decided that he did not have any patience or time to harvest this field. So he sold it to gayim, and they harvested the field, and then they decided to sell it back to him after it was harvested. Or Ktzeru Listim, robbers harvested it. A whole bunch of robbers marauded his field and they decided to harvest it on their own against his will. Let's say the mafia came in, they saw a nice field of wheat and they decided to harvest it. Kirsimu Nemalim, or ants chewed through it. A whole troop of ants came marching into his field and they chewed through the bottom of the stalks and the stalks just fell down. Or Shvarato Ruach, a wind came and broke everything. Powerful wind came and knocked all of his wheat down. A behema, or a bunch of animals, came stampeding through his field and knocked all of his wheat down. Petura, his field is potter from peah. He does not have to leave off peah. Why is that? Because the pasuk tells us, "Uvakutzerchem ketzir artzachem," when you harvest your field. And over here, the field was harvested by other forces, by either other people, or by ants, or by animals, or by the wind. And since he wasn't the one that harvested it, he doesn't have to leave off peah. And a similar halacha is katzer chatzio. Let's say he harvested the first half of his field, and then v'katzer listim chatzio. Robbers, the mafia came in and they harvested the rest of the field. It doesn't have to be that it was listim. It could be that ants had come in, or it could be that there was a stampede of animals, or the wind knocked it down. It means it was harvested by some other force. It wasn't harvested by him. Petura, so he's potter on peah, even on the first half that he harvested. Why is that? Shechayves hapeah bakama, because the chayv of peah is on the remaining standing grain. Now, this is very important. The chayv of peah is to leave over some of the field unharvested, to not cut the entire field, which means in essence that the chayv of peah is only activated at the end of the harvest. So if the end of the harvest wasn't done by the owner, but by ants, animals, the wind, or the mafia, some other force, the owner does not have a chiv to give payah from that which he harvested originally. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches with the flip side of this halacha that we just learned and Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.